Airline industry and port authorities around Asia are monitoring arriving passengers, hoping to detect and isolate anyone infected with swine flu, which broke out in Mexico in recent weeks. In the past several days, the virus has spread to Canada, the United States, New Zealand, Israel and Europe. It is suspected of causing about 150 deaths in Mexico, where more than 1,600 possible cases have been reported. Governments around the world are urging their citizens to avoid travelling to areas infected with swine flu to minimise its spread. Those warnings are expected to soon translate into fewer international travellers. John Koldowski, a spokesman for the Pacific Asia Travel Association, says there had been hope that the region's travel industry would begin to recover from the economic slump late this year. Now, says Koldowski, the outlook is uncertain.
It's going to be how quickly can this be handled, how quickly can the all clear be given, and how quickly can we get consumer confidence back on a positive track. If in the best case scenario, that may only take a couple of months, 2 to 3 months. In the worst case scenario, it could take 6 or longer.
Brian Sinclair Thompson is president of the Board of Airline Representatives in Thailand. He says transportation authorities are acting correctly in trying to reduce the spread of the flu. Sinclair Thompson says the travel industry and governments gained experience in dealing with health crises in 2003 when severe acute respiratory syndrome hit the region.
I think we've learned from the experience of SARS, Ron, and that we are better equipped to work together to ensure the travelling public of their safety, given the checks and balances that have been and the monitoring that's been put in place.
But Sinclair Thompson says it is unclear how long it may take the airline industry to recover. Because of the poor economy around the world, many passengers this year have booked flights closer to their departure date. That makes it hard to get a good sense of trends. The International Air Transport Association this week said passenger traffic fell 11% in March because of the economy. Asia Pacific led the decline with a more than 14% fall. Passenger demand for North American flights fell by more than 13%. IATA had earlier forecast global passenger traffic to contract by 2% this year with a recovery in 2010, but now such forecasts may have to be redone. In 2008, airlines suffered a loss of nearly $8.5 billion. IATA had reported the loss to shrink this year to around $5 billion. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.